The 16 workers were preparing 1980s-era containers of plutonium to be moved out of an old research facility. Two containers had atypical labels, so the workers contacted their supervisors. According to the federal report, they were directed to cut the plastic around the plutonium anyway. All 16 workers were exposed. Two even inhaled plutonium particles. Investigators found that historical procedures for handling the fuel plates were apparently lost, and they say a 2009 white paper that predicted such an accident went unheeded at the lab. Idaho National Lab spokesman Ethan Huffman says managers did take corrective action in 2009, but,
you know, in hindsight, there was probably more that we should have done.
Huffman says all the workers have returned to the lab and their health continues to be monitored. The federal report calls on the Idaho National Lab to make an in-depth review of its safety plans. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.